Well, Neil, a busy Easter. How's it been for you?
Yeah, a little bit frustrating. Obviously, the two games, I thought we played well in the first half against Blackburn. I thought the sending off was a big factor in the game. And then, you're disappointed to lose 3-0, even with 10 men. We should do better than that. But, the first half was a good performance. We played well. I thought at Wolves, I thought we were tremendous in the second half. And defensively we looked a little bit at sea. And obviously it's something that we're going to have to look at. But to be fair, to the lads, what's gone on, in the last week, obviously, to get two half decent performances, in each half of a game, then, you've got to take the positives and, we've got to go into this game now. We've got 5 games left. It's a good game we look forward to against Cardiff and, the lads are looking forward to it.
I guess the big thing for a lot of people is the fact that you are still here. How close did you come to walking away?
I don't sort of want to start talking about all that now. I've stated that, it's important that I finish the season off for the club and for the players. And obviously I've got to sit down then, with the powers that be and discuss that then. But what's the most important thing now is the football club, because we've done well to get ourselves out of trouble. We've had a season where we've been down there, 2 points adrift, 2 points off the bottom three, and to get ourselves in this position. And what we don't want to do is let the season fizzle out because of all the effort that the lads have put in, because it's important for the players and for the football club that it's in a good position at the start of next season.
In terms of a long-term plan then, how much do you feel the players have come on since you took over?
I think what they've done is they've bought into the philosophy and the ethics. They know now that they can't, they've got to work hard to get in the side, that nothing's a given. The hard work and determination in the team is expected. They know they've got to do that. They know the supporters expect it. They know I expect it. And the whole culture has changed. The culture at the club has changed for the better. And obviously, once you can get that down as a base, then you can start building on that and trying to create a side that's going to be successful and that's going to challenge.
With respect to next season, I guess obviously you'd have targets in mind. I mean, has that just been brushed under the carpet with all that's going on?
Well, I think what's happened in recent weeks is that we've had to concentrate on the short term, the here and now. So we've basically got on with that. We've had one game after another with the Easter period. I find it a little bit strange that Wolves can play Friday, Monday, and we have to play Saturday, Monday. I don't know if I can explain that, but that's a bit strange to me. Having extra days rest. But like I said, the games have come thick and fast, and we've had to concentrate on the games. And we've got 5 games to go. There's 3 weeks left of the season, and we're concentrating on that.
You talk about the here and now. Calvin Phillips is the here and now. Reflect on his effort on Monday.
Yeah, great, because obviously it's a baptism of fire for him to go into a game against Wolves. That's fighting at the top end of the table and in front of a big crowd on the television. But I thought he handled himself well, Calvin. For me, he's been ready for a while. It's just the right opportunity to put him in. Obviously, the suspension to Rudy and Cookie's injury, created that opportunity. And I thought the boy acquitted himself well.
He gets stuck in. He's not frightened of making a tackle, is he?
No, and what he is he's a beautiful build for a midfield player. He's strong in his legs. He's got good touch and range of passing. And I think that the more he plays and the more he grows accustomed to his surroundings, I think you'll see the real Calvin Phillips. But as a debut, I think the lad can be proud of himself.
Are we going to see more of him before the end of the season?
Yeah, perhaps. I've got to look at everything. It's an opportunity to look at some young players and perhaps some players that have been out of the picture. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to go away too much from what we've been doing. What's been successful, because that would be wrong for the players that have got us there. So it's important that we go down the same route.